Right now, the country is seeing COVID cases drop, but hospitals are bracing for another wave of COVID patients as the cold weather brings a lot of us back indoors. Today, California's Governor Gavin Newsom announced the country's first COVID-19 vaccination mandate for students. The plan will require all elementary through high school students get the shot once the vaccine is given the green light from the FDA for that younger age group. This all comes as we learn about a new pill to treat people who have COVID-19. It is an experimental drug that was developed by drug maker Merck. The company says that pill will reduce COVID hospitalizations and deaths by half, and it's already proven to do so in their studies. News Nation's Janelle Fort is joining us live outside the CDC tonight with some details and also the data surrounding this pill. Janelle.
Well, Marty, the impact of this could be huge. If it gets approved by health regulators, it'll be the first antiviral pill to treat COVID-19, giving doctors a more convenient therapy to fight the virus.
A new, easy-to-use weapon could soon be available in our arsenal against COVID-19. Pharmaceutical company Merck releasing new data showing its antiviral pill, molnupiravir, cut the risk of hospitalization or death from COVID-19 by 50% for patients who start taking the drug within 5 days of the onset of symptoms.
This is a really big deal. So we have been wanting a medication, a pill that is easy to access for our patients.
It's a missing piece in the fight against the virus. Currently, the methods we have to treat COVID require an IV or injection and are cumbersome to administer. Merck's antiviral treatment is a 5-day course of 4 pills twice a day that you can take at home.
We could give them now or in the future a prescription. They could go to their pharmacy and take their medication the way they do other medicines. This would allow us to treat many more people much more quickly and, we trust, much less expensively.
Merck's clinical study tracked 775 adults with mild to moderate COVID-19 who were considered high risk for severe illness. Over 29 days, there were no deaths from patients who took the pill, compared with 8 deaths from those who took the placebo. Merck says the results were so positive, they stopped the study early after consulting with the FDA.
The news of the efficacy of this particular antiviral is obviously very good news.
But health experts warn this shouldn't be looked at as an alternative to the vaccine.
A 50% reduction is wonderful, but it's not a cure. It's not a 100% intervention. So ideally, we'll see more people getting vaccinated as a prevention measure.
Merck's already started manufacturing the pills and says its next hurdle is getting emergency use authorization from the FDA.
They have to study it very, very carefully, look at the benefits, but also look at the side effects of the drug. And then, everything going well, my fingers are crossed, we would get an emergency use authorization perhaps as early as 8 weeks from now.
Now, Merck describes the drug as Tamiflu for COVID, if you will, and Marnie, like other antivirals. The company says it works by interfering with the virus's ability to reproduce itself and copy its genetic code.
Janelle Fort, live in Atlanta tonight outside the CDC. Janelle, thank you. Some doctors